man, there's so much stuff. There really is. So, Comey the homie. That's so, I know it's juvenile, I'm sorry. That's something a child would say, right? Not something a esteemed, right? Not something an esteemed, awesome talk show host would say, right? It's not good. It's not good, but it's over. So now the spin begins. That's what I call it. The spin begins. Okay? The spin begins. Oh, yeah. The spin begins. That's what you got to call it. If you go to CNN, you'll see the spin. If you go to MSNBC, you'll see it's spin. The spin begins. Oh, it's crazy. Crazy. And tomorrow we're going to do a whole we'll probably spend the entire show breaking it down. We're going to have clips because a lot of things came out of this. A lot of things came out of this, like a lot of stuff, like just amazing stuff. Okay. Amazing stuff. Let me give you one of the revelations from the Comster. Okay. Let me give you one of the revelations for the Comster. So he never talked to Hillary Clinton. He never talked to Hillary Clinton. Okay. He never talked to her. He never talked to her. Never ever talked to her. FBI agents talk to her. You would think James Comey would have interviewed Hillary Clinton. He would have thought the top dog. You would have thought the top dog, FBI, the man, would have talked to Hillary Clinton, but he didn't. And he never talked to any of her other associates or, I guess, the Huma Abedins. I guess they're not associates. They would be her staff members. So Comey wasn't involved at all as far as talking with them. And I get Huma, but Hillary, you didn't talk to Hillary. Why the hell would you not talk to Hillary? And then here's the kicker. To me, this is the kicker. To me, this is the kick to the old gonads. The Hillary Clinton interview was not recorded, and it was not under oath. Is that amazing? So you have an investigation that the FBI director has come out and said Hillary Clinton is basically retarded as far as handling national secrets, classified information. I mean, scathing. He came out with a scathing report. But the interview was not recorded, and she was not under oath. So no matter what she said, since it wasn't under oath, it wasn't technically in an official capacity, really meant nothing. Now, Comey said, well, it's still a crime to lie to us. Really? Really, Comster? Really? Come on. All the lawyers in the world, okay, would tell you. Let me reframe that. Great lawyers, okay, not your average run-of-the-mill schmuck, okay? Great lawyers. Maybe schmuck lawyers. Who the hell knows? But they would tell you that they could easily get a client off who said information that was not necessarily true if they were talking with the FBI, with the police, with whoever, and it was not recorded and it was not under oath. It was basically an informal conversation. That's why when you're not read your rights, and you tell the police officer, yeah, I did this. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I did this. Yeah, I did that. Unless you're read your rights, all of that is unusable. It's meaningless. I mean, come on. We'll watch CSI. Watch CSI. Watch something like that. It has it all the time. I mean, this is purposely done. Hey, come on, man. Come on. And to watch Democrats, pull out all of this paperwork or letters or whatever the hell they have from, you know, years ago, months ago, days ago, where people are like, James Comey is a man with impeccable, impenetrable credibility and honor and respect. And they start marching out Rush Limbaugh quotes. Remember, I talked about this yesterday. And I said, listen, all you Republicans, all you dummies, all you Rush Limbaughs who are sitting there going, I don't know, James Comey, the man's got honor. The man, he said that he would, I'm told that they would resign and they would walk out. And I said, man, when you're working for the President of the United States, okay? All right, listen. You work for the President of the United States. You don't... Do you ever want to work again in the FBI? You ever want to work again in the government? You do what you're told. I told you guys this yesterday. Told you guys this yesterday. Told you guys. And you know what? Obama didn't have to say anything. You want to know how it went? I'm going to tell you how it went. This is real simple. This is how it went. Okay? This is how it went. Hey James, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Listen. How's that investigation going? Well, we're doing our investigation. It's coming along. I just want to put something out there. Sure, Chief of Staff, you could do whatever you want. Nobody's telling you that you have to go either way. I don't want you to think there's pressure on you. I don't want you to think that people are saying, you must do this, you must do that, or this, that, or the other thing will happen. I understand. You go where the facts take you. You go where the facts take you. You're a career prosecutor. You've worked with the best. You've served with different administrations. I understand. Just want to float this out here, James. Sure. Go ahead. Your decision, your investigation is bigger than any one person. Than any one political party. Your decision, James. Your decision could possibly affect the entire world. No, James. Do you understand? Depending on which way this investigation goes, your decision, and depending on what that decision is, will have ramifications, not just on one person, not on one party, not on one outcome, but it's going to have ramifications involving the world. So, James, you do what you have. You do where the law takes you. But just remember, this doesn't affect one person. This doesn't affect one party. This affects the world. I understand. All right. All right. Well, James, I'll let you get back to work. And hey, the president gives his best, gives his love, says you're hell of a guy. And then he walks away. Comey walks away. And now Comey sits in his office and he goes, okay, so am I going to be that guy? Am I going to be Judas? Am I going to be... Am I going to be Neville Chamberlain? Am I going to be that guy? You know? You know what I mean? Am I going to be that guy? Am I going to be that guy that my kids always remember? Am I going to be that guy? Am I going to be the guy that took a 2016 election period, election cycle, that was already crazy? That was already like, wow, this is so, And am I going to make it historic? Am I going to make it historic? And not in a way where I walk into a restaurant and someone doesn't put their testicles in my bowl of soup, or someone doesn't spit on my kids. You know what? I'm not going to do something that compromises my integrity. So I'm not going to do something that I know, that I absolutely know is wrong. But what I will do is I will set the bar so high. Recommendation to indict will be almost impossible to meet. I will make sure I don't do the interviews. I'll probably have a bunch of young, inexperienced FBI agents do the interviews. People that are enamored with the whole political process. People that will be intimidated that they're sitting there with the Secretary of State, former First Lady. People that will be sitting there going, you know, I don't want to be too much of a prick. Because ultimately, if she wins and I'm a prick, she's going to make sure I get transferred to Wasilla, Alaska. She's going to make sure that I'm at the worst possible post an FBI agent can have. And then Comey said, I won't record it. so there won't be calls for the recording to come out. Put it under oath. So when she says her repeated BS that we all know is BS because we're looking at documents that prove she's full of crap, it won't be a crime. And at the end of it, I'll just write up a scathing report and basically say, hey, convict her in the court of public opinion. And then I'm a hero. People like me. People love me. Or at least the ones that count, i.e. the media, the ones that control my life, as far as what my children watch, what they read, what they, what they see, how they interact. And all will be good. I told you that before. There was no way that Comey was going to bring charges against Hillary Clinton. Just no way. There's just no way. Now you can play this little tidbit, which, you know, it's not a smoking gun, but it is a funny gun where you could go, eh. And that is, Comey is no longer a Republican. He said he was a Republican, but he is no longer a Republican. Take that for whatever it's worth. I don't necessarily think that's a smoking gun, but it's interesting. Comey's no longer a Republican. He's no longer Republican. So again, I will reverse us back to the other day when I said you have an FBI director that serves the President of the United States. Remember, everybody serves at the pleasure of the President of the United States. So he serves for Obama. He's already, okay? He's already grubbed free of the words Islam and jihad, and he's already stopped investigations because they don't want to seem like they're being Islamophobic. They don't want to seem like they're being racist. So he's already done stuff that no other FBI director would have done. He's already done stuff that makes people scratch their heads and say, wait a minute, why are you saying workplace violence? Why are you saying extremism? Why are you using these White House talking points? So he's already done that. He's already done that. Like I said, if you want to work in government and you're an FBI agent and you don't want to be a Doyle security guard, why would you do something to jeopardize your job? Why would you do that? It doesn't really make a lot of sense, does it? Doesn't make a lot of sense, right? Doesn't make a lot of sense, right? Okay. Thank you. So you get what we got. You get what we got. And I think in this one exchange with Gowdy, it sums up what I've been saying. And Cuomo said, no reasonable prosecutor would bring the second case in 100 years focused on gross negligence. I know that's been a source of some confusion for many folks, but that's just the way it is. I know the Department of Justice. I know no reasonable prosecutor would bring this case. So this kind of goes to the point I was making about the chief of staff saying, hey, James, your one decision, your one decision is bigger than one person. That's bigger than one party. And when Comey goes, I'm not going to bring charges against somebody for something that hasn't been done in over 100 years. I mean, Comey said what I said yesterday. I said the day before, and I said the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that. And the day before that. Comey's not, I repeat, not going to be that guy. And he said it today. In 100 years, the Justice Department has only once brought charges of gross negligence. Since a statute outlawing the practice passed in 1917, and that, in his view, Clinton's case didn't meet the same conclusion or merit the same conclusion. No reasonable prosecutor would bring the second case in 100 years focused on gross negligence. I know, my mouth is mushy right now. It's hot as hell in here. I'm sweating. Comey's not going to be that guy. And I'll tell you this. For all of you SE Cups and you Stoudemires and all you other never Trump a-holes, as hardcore as Ted Cruz, hell, even as hardcore as Mark Levin or Hugh Hewitt, if these a-holes, okay, were appointed to be the FBI director by Barack Hussein Obama, and it was these same circumstances, the exact same thing, I will bet you all the tea in China and all the wampum on the Indian reservations all over the United States that they wouldn't bring charges. Ted Cruz would have sat there and said, so, my one little girl who already hates me, my one little girl who can't stand to be with me, I try to kiss her, I try to hug her, she punches me, she pulls away. That little girl is going to grow up being just abused verbally, just mentally, hell, maybe physically, over what I just did. Nah, not even worth it. Not even worth it. I got, I'm young. I got too much to look forward to in my life. I got a career. I'm going to be the FBI director for many, many more years. I got kids. I got fit. Nah. Nope. Not even going there. Not even going there. I'm not gonna be burdened with the weight of the world on my shoulders. Nope. Nope. I mean, you guys realize if Hillary Clinton got indicted, what would happen? I mean, do you realize this? I mean, forget about it. Forget about it. The media would have blown up. CNN would have blown up. The Clinton News Network would have blown up. You talk about 3 a.m. phone calls. You talk about the angry Bill Clinton calls to all those Democrats that endorsed Barack Hussein Obama instead of Hillary back in 07. Mingya. Bill Clinton would have been on the phone with everybody that he ever did business with that got dirty with him. Network. He would have been on the phone with executives. So now my wife's going to go down. It's going to cost her the presidency. What you're doing, you know what? You're going down, Bubba. Bubba to Bubba. You're going down. Forget about it. Forget about it. It literally, if Hillary Clinton, got indicted, the day Comey said, we are recommending Hillary Clinton be indicted, it would have been like Armageddon. You know, in the Bible, it talks about the dead will rise and the sea. That's what would have happened. Insanity, baby.